Collingwood Council has approved a new tree replacement policy in town. During their regular meeting on July 22, Kathy Jeffery put forward a motion for the town to institute a tree replacement policy. Up until now, town councillors have put forward amendments to projects on a case-by-case basis, including for the controversial trees on 6th Street. However, Jeffery felt it was necessary to have a formal policy on the books. This gives us the ability to provide consistency and remove redundancy of staff having to continually come back and ask us about tree replacement, explained Jeffery. Under the motion, the town will now develop and institute a tree replacement policy which will enforce any removed trees would be replaced at a 2-to-1 ratio or using a scientific method that ensures similar environmental benefits. Town Christopher Baines said he hopes the new policy will include a section on trees native to Canada being preferred when new trees are planted in town. I think it's important for the future tree canopy that we only use Indigenous trees, he said. Sow Sonia Skinner noted that council has previously approved the planting of native trees whenever possible. Back in August 2022, councillors voted to spend $100,000 to hire a consultant to inform council on how Collingwood could better protect tree canopy. The move came on the heels of council being informed that of the 41 recommendations in the town's urban forest management plan, only one was underway. A review of the official plan to develop new policies that support the urban forest. Staff at that time said the delay in accomplishing the other recommendations in the plan was a result of resource constraints and other pressing priorities, e.g., COVID-19 response and recovery, according to their August 2022 report. Key findings of the plan included that the town's canopy cover is 31.7%, which is considered healthy. This week, Chief Administrative Officer Sonia Skinner said the delay has continued as the town has had difficulty hiring a new forestry coordinator, which had been approved through the 2024 budget, and would oversee planning of the town's forests and trees. Part of the forester's work would be coming up with a new private property tree bylaw, which would set rules in town on when and how a tree could be removed. For the trees on the north side of 6th Street, councillors approved a one-off plan to replace the trees that will be taken down for road reconstruction slated to take place on the street to replace the water main. Through the plan, town staff will develop a program to replace the trees on that street at a rate of at least double the trees lost, which will include an option for 6th Street homeowners to request a tree be planted on their private yard, and the town will absorb that cost. If more area is needed to accommodate all the trees, the town will identify additional streets in the vicinity that would be eligible for a free tree. Also included in the motion was a request that staff make a recommendation to address tree caliper, trunk size, that will come to council for a decision at a future time. On Monday, councillors voted unanimously in favor of instituting a new tree replacement policy. To read the town's full urban forestry management plan, which covers 2020 to 2030, click here.